Exactly. That's how I see that. And that's what I'm looking for in this life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that a foreign affair is a nice try to, you know, to meet other people and to see what they are like and mm-hmm. to get to know them. And who knows, maybe that will be my destiny.
Uh-huh. How did you hear about the agency? Do you have a friend who joined the agency, or did you see an advertisement or something like that?
Well, actually, it happened just by accident. I was walking out of the metro station, and a girl just handed me a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that, I thought, well, why not to try?
Sure.
So, I asked what it's like, and what the girls told me, it sounded like it's a decent place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a decent company, not, you know, there are companies kind of, not very decent in Russia.
Right, right.
So, I checked this out, and I decided, okay, why not to try? And I have a friend. I know a couple of friends who married an American, and they are all happy, and, and decided why not to try.
Very good.
And besides, maybe for an American, it may seem like I'm too young for a marriage, because I'm only 22, and I know that in the States most girls would marry by the age they are 30 or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been already living on my own for 5 years because mm-hmm. I moved out of my town to St. Petersburg for studying
mm-hmm.
in the university, so I kind of already been living on my own for 5 years, so I kind of now I look for somebody, by some time you start getting tired of being alone.
Of course.
So I think that maybe I matured earlier because I moved out of my town at this very young age, when I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
So after living for that long on my own, I kind of finally want to find somebody I want to be together with.
Yeah, I would agree, Anna, that in America, 22 might be a little young for marriage. But, if you take a girl on the street of St. Petersburg who's 22 and compare her to a girl from Chicago who's 22, there could be very big differences. And you're very mature, very educated, obviously very independent, and I don't doubt that you are ready to fall in love and meet somebody, and you're just obviously a few years ahead of, girls from other countries, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I think that in Russia, girls, get married earlier. They get married about maybe 20, 22. I know that there is a tendency like that in small towns in the States
uh-huh.
that people get married when they are young.
Yeah.
Now, and people in and girls in big cities in Chicago, they would marry when they are older.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends where you live and what you are like.
Very true. Very, very true. I guess I wonder, Anna, what kind of person you'd like to meet, what his qualities would be like. I understand, obviously, somebody who can respect women. You mentioned that earlier. Someone who's not aggressive, obviously, and not oppressive. But
mm-hmm.
what are some qualities that you admire in somebody?
Well, I admire people who are purposeful, who know what they want in life, and they get what they want, who are goal-oriented and successful and happy with their life, who know how to make themselves happy. So because I think that you can make somebody else happy only after you're happy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there is somebody who wants to kind of share their grief with me or something like that, well, I can take it for some time, but I don't think that I can take it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, that doesn't make me a person who is only for a good time and not for a bad time. But mm-hmm. if you are not going to do anything by yourself with your life, you are not the person I want to be together with.
Right.
I want person who can solve their problems on their own, and of course I will be there to help, but that's not gonna be only on me.
Of course.
Well, kind of like looking for people who are happy with their life and know what they want, who have a profession or they do something what they always wanted to do in life.
Uh-huh.
Who are happy with their career and stuff like that. Well, who have a lot of friends, who are outgoing, open to new experiences in life, open-minded, kind of like to be exposed to new experiences, to new cultures, like to go out a lot. Well, there is a lot of qualities I like in people.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
But, I think I've mentioned the main ones.
Very good. It sounds like you're trying to meet someone who's like you, actually. You seem very purposeful, very goal-oriented.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. I think, all people try to meet somebody who are like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that, you know how sometimes they say that differences, attract each other, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that people who are the same only attract each other.
Yeah.
Because, you can understand this person, and he understands you, and you can, work as a couple.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think sometimes, as we say, opposites attract.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you put it in English.
It may be attractive to find somebody who is so different from you, but it's difficult to forge a life together with somebody who is so different from you, I think.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, that's the conclusion I draw out of my other relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I had a boyfriend for a long time, and he was, almost a complete opposite of me. So, after some time, it started being almost unbearable to be together, so we separated because I never could understand him, and it seemed for me that he's not doing things right. And at the same time, it seemed for him that I'm not doing things right. So, it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think that you have to find somebody who is the same as
mm-hmm.
you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you can. You absolutely can find somebody whom you have very much in common with, and then your life and your love is so happy and peaceful. I talk to Victoria about this all the time. We talk about how we didn't know because we lived so far apart that we were so much alike, but somehow we found each other and we're very much alike in our views and our ideas, and we're very secure in this marriage, and it's a great life. It's a great life to find somebody that you're so compatible with. And Anna, you're a nice girl. You're very intelligent. You have very much, very many goals and a lot of energy, and it's very typical for somebody your age. I'm sure you're going to meet somebody who is all of the things that you're looking for, and probably very soon, I would think.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
You have the advantage of being very lovely and very feminine, and in America we say very ladylike, and it's very attractive to men, so.
Oh. Hope there will be somebody who likes that too.
I think there'll be
who is not married yet.
Yes, exactly, exactly. No, I'm sure there will be a bunch of somebodies who are not married yet who do like those qualities about you very much.